Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
I heard the stories of you guys.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local. More local stories, important events to talk about, people to highlight, as we have all these wonderful organizations and businesses in our community making it what it is. And that's part of what this show is all about. Again, we thank our sponsors, SUPEC and Evolution Financial. You can find out more about Sue at evolutionfinplan.com and all the incredible work that she does. And again, we love her monthly visits to update us on things as well related to her expertise. But let's kick off today's show. It's a fun show for you, pretty diverse show, and we're going to cover some important topics as well. But we start off our show today with Faith over at Live Well Video. Faith Dye, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jason.
I had to pause a second. I remember I was looking at your name and I was like, wait, it's Dye, right? Okay, and I got it. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I wouldn't have corrected you if you said otherwise anyway,
you're too
it would have been fine.
Yeah, you're too polite for that. Faith, tell us a little bit about your business. And I know it's evolved a little bit, but you've been really working your way into in helping local businesses, nonprofits tell their stories.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I own a business called Live Well Video, and I started 5 years ago, and it's really snowballed where I get to be a part of so many different stories with, local businesses of all sizes. And we basically focus on mainly their marketing videos, whether they use them for social media or for their websites or for their YouTube channels. Some businesses like to create courses. And so, you know, in that vein of marketing where they need video and it's something that, you know, is accessible and affordable, because traditionally sometimes video production is, you know, difficult to put into the budget. And so I wanted to be that person to make it fast and easy to do and affordable and something that can be done on a regular basis.
I love that, because you're right. There's so much that we can do with video, and it's such a great communication tool. Like you said, whether it's communicating things to the public or externally, or just communicating things internally, like you mentioned, it's such a great tool, but it has been very expensive and difficult, I think, for companies and especially small businesses and nonprofits to work in. So having an option, someone that can help them get that done and still utilize the resource, but in a more affordable way for them that fits their budget, I think is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really happy to do it. It's been very rewarding, and I get to play with so many different businesses, and so it's been wonderful. But then I also wanted to have something available for businesses where sometimes you can't outsource, you just can't, and so they want to do it on their own. And you know, we're all used to throwing up our phones and doing like an Instagram style video, and people have been asking me to teach them. So now that's the next arm of my business, where I get to host workshops and come in, or have them come to me, and I have resources where they can learn how to do it themselves in-house, so that when there are times when you just want to produce yourself, you can do it. It doesn't have to be super expensive to get started. They can test the waters with making their own videos. And then when they need to pull somebody in on the vidding or the video, the filming or the editing side, then they can reach out to me. But then, you know, I just wanted to have some sort of compromise solution for them also.
I think that's fantastic as well, because it's when you've learned things, let me just say it this way, when you've learned something or you've developed a skill or you've kind of honed that, why do you want to just keep it to yourself? Like, sharing the information, I think, is incredible. I've always enjoyed that. I've always enjoyed kind of sharing the resources that I've gained. But it does so much for your customers. And that partnership, right? You're still there for them, Faith, when they need you, but you're also empowering them to take up the mantle themselves a little bit.
Right. Yeah. And so I'm really happy to do that because, you know, I get asked a lot of the same questions anyway. So I thought, why don't I create a workshop? Why don't I create a resource so that it can just serve for a long time? And because I was part of those marketing teams in-house for local business, and we had to learn it on our own. And there was no one, you know, live and in person that could actually help us. We, you know, we pulled together all these different resources. And I said, it would be really great if I could be that person that can actually do that, because I know what it's like. I've been on the other side of that. So that's what I've started.
Talking with Faith Dye, Live Well Video. She's the owner, founder, and has been working to help our local businesses and nonprofits of all sizes for quite a while now. Faith, you tell me a little bit about your philosophy and how you work with your customers and the experience working with you.
I want to make it fast and easy, and I want to make it simple. It doesn't have to be complicated, because we all are looking for the same kind of videos to promote our business, because you can always get bigger and more complicated, right? So a lot of times I always suggest a great starter video is to get a testimonial, because sometimes people don't like to go on camera themselves or speak about themselves, but we're all happy to sing the praises of somebody else. So if we had a happy client or a happy customer that would love to talk about us, that's a great way to dip your toe in the water of getting a video done. And so that's what I like to facilitate. Like, what's a really easy, simple thing that can be done? And if you're nervous about being on camera, how can we make that more comfortable? It's really important to me that people feel comfortable being themselves and talking about themselves on camera. But if they just aren't ready for that, a testimonial is a great way to go. And so that's what I start to help people with. And then it just grows from there.
I think it leads you into, again, some exposure, some experience, right, with that. And then you have... I've experienced a number of people even on the show, right, where you might have a guest and some are ask a lot more questions in advance and want to, you know, be prepared for everything. And I always talk to them in this term. I said, we're just going to talk about you, your passion, what you live and breathe and do. So you're the expert here. You're the leader. I'm just here to kind of connect the dots and, you know, wind you up for your way. But I want you to be comfortable talking about it because it's all about you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes it just takes a little minute for them to find that. And then, but if you're the person that they can trust and lean into when they need that support, you know, it's really rewarding. And so I actually have a workshop that's coming up this month to do that very thing, to have us all in a room where we're all supported, maybe a small group, and we can just play and practice and get used to what it feels like to do that with my help. So that's going to be coming up at the end of the month. So, because some people will say, yeah, I'll do that, but they need someone in the room with them to help them get started. And so I thought the workshops would be a great way to do that.
How can people find out? Can they still sign up for it? Is it full? Can they get involved?
Yeah, no, I just opened up the registration today. It's at the end of the month. And it's going to be in Fitchburg. And so they can find it if they go to my Facebook. It's Faith Dye. Facebook.com/livewellvideo if they want to go to Facebook and find me and then reach out about it. If they're on LinkedIn, I have it on my LinkedIn post, and it's also through Eventbrite, so they can search for it. It's called Creating Professional Videos In-House.
And the date and time on that again, please?
It's on a Wednesday morning, June 29th at 10:30 till noon. And it's limited, it's small, but I may have a Zoom live stream option as well for those who can't be there in person. So, but if they just reach out to me, faith@livewellvideo.com, that's the easiest if they just want to email me.
We're talking with Faith Dye over at Live Well Video. Again, Faith has, you know, I've encountered Faith here for a number of years with Dame by Local events. Faith, you've been active in Dame by Local and you've seen the value in it. Tell us a little bit why it's important to be a member to you.
Oh gosh, the community is everything to me. Just having relationships with you and with Colin and everybody that's involved in Dane by Local, it means a lot. And I've always appreciated the support and the encouragement of small businesses, especially local businesses. I've worked on teams where that support was there for the people that I worked for. And now that I'm full-time with my own business, it just means everything to know you have a resource and a group of folks you can go to that you can trust.
Faith, why did you go out on your own? How did this come about? Because I know you were working, you know, you've done marketing, you've done different things. You were doing that for other businesses. But what made you make that step to go out on your own?
Well, when I first moved to Madison, I don't know if you even know this. I don't talk about it as much anymore, but I moved to Madison about 15, 16 years ago, and Madison was so welcoming. I moved from New York, and I opened a brick-and-mortar fitness facility that was 6,000 square feet, and I did that whole journey of finding a location and getting the lease and getting the architect and having the grand opening and hiring the staff and having to bootstrap your marketing and to network and to make friends and build relationships. So I come from that place of opening my own place and close it a few years later. So that's always been in my DNA to own my own business. And that one just happened to be a very large brick and mortar location. So after that closed, you know, it was just natural to me to go and help support and be on the teams of other local businesses. And I've been happy to do it all these years. And then it just happened that these last couple of years, I said, you know, I'm really excited to go out on my own again, because that's my true nature, is to have my own business. But I still have those relationships that I really value. So I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying doing this full time again, being a full time entrepreneur again.
Faith is great to work with. I can vouch for that. But Faith, tell me a little bit for people, like you said before, a lot of people are used to grabbing our phones, making a quick video. What can a well-made video do for a business, you know, where it's communicated well, and it just, you know, it's up a notch from kind of just doing something quick on your phone by yourself?
I always encourage businesses to think about the long-term value of it and where can you use it for a long time, rather than just making a quick video and putting it on, say, your Facebook business page. Can we use it on YouTube so that it can be found and searched for on YouTube in the long term? I've made videos that are still there 2 and 5 years later. Because it was on YouTube, but then it can be added to your website from there, and then it can be added to your newsletter from there. It can be added to your email signature. So you can get a really long-term value out of a video if you just put it in the right places and think about it that way, rather than just the quick social media post.
That is Faith Dye with Live Well Video. Faith, if people are intrigued by this, or they just hear your voice and know that you sound lovely and they want to work with you or reach out, what's the best ways to get in touch with you?
I would say, please email me. I love that direct contact faith@livewellvideo.com.
Faith, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being a Dame by Local member. And thanks for what you do for so many local businesses and nonprofits.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Jason. It was really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
That is Faith Dye over again at Live Well Video. You can find her all over social media. And what a great opportunity for that workshop coming up, too. You can check out more about her online. Just look up Live Well Video, Faith Dye, that's DEY, to find out all about her. Man, good times. We've got an important segment coming up next. We'll hear from Keena Atkinson right after the break. And we're back here on Let's Get Local for you on this Saturday. It is Saturday, June 18th. And there is something that tomorrow is a very significant day. Now, it's being recognized oftentimes today here with Juneteenth. But important to have this on our radar, all of us. And I was really happy to be able to talk with Keena Atkinson here and get her thoughts about Juneteenth, the importance of it, and what that is doing here for just so many people in our community. I'm just really excited to talk with Keena here in a minute. So we will bring her on in just a second. Catch you soon.
We've heard from her on the program before, talking about her business, Rougie Wellness, and the leadership conference that she has been involved in recently. But today we bring her on for a different... Now we get a chance to talk with Keena Atkinson. We've heard from her on the program before, talking about her business, Rougie Wellness, and the leadership conference that she has been involved in recently. But today, we bring her on for a different perspective and to bring this to the show. I thought it was really important because for me to speak about Juneteenth, I don't know how impactful that is, but I want to hear from Keena because I know she's very in tune with things and has great perspective on this. So Keena, thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
Tell us about Juneteenth from your perspective as a young Black woman. What does it mean to you?
Well, Juneteenth is the Emancipation Proclamation, the day that the enslaved people were actually found out that they were free. You know, two years, it had been like two whole years before June of 1865 that the enslaved folks were actually declared free. They were still, you know, working on the plantations, still not having their rights, still, you know, all of these things, still being treated this way, not knowing that they actually had the right to be the right to be free. And so we celebrate that Juneteenth because for over 400 years, you know, our ancestors built this country. And so then it's like, okay, now we get to, you know, have a layer of freedom. I don't think that we're quite all the way there yet because we still have our battles and our challenges and things that we have to work on as a country. And then there's a lot of things that haven't been made right still, but nonetheless, you know, this was a big you know, event in history that a lot of people don't know about, unfortunately, and that we need to know about and that we should celebrate. You know, that's how I feel we should celebrate it. And I mean, I think a lot of other people feel the same way.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, 3 years ago, I was unaware. I didn't know anything about Juneteenth. So I had to do some work. I had to get myself a little bit more, get out of that ignorant state and learn more. And I'm still learning. There's lots for me to learn, but I'm really appreciative to have opportunities to talk with people like yourself, to bring your perspective. Cause this is something I'm sure, did you grow up knowing about this? I mean, this is something like in your culture, in your community that you are, you've been celebrating, you've been aware of, you know how important it is. And I'm just learning how important it is.
That's a really great point because I know that for me as a Black woman, and I spent most of my years growing up here in Madison, I found out about Juneteenth since I have lived here in Madison by celebration. And I think that that's the thing about culture and celebration is that it gives people the chance to really find out the history, find out the origins, find out the roots, you know, and then to be able to recognize, you know, the strides that we've made in history, and then also to be able to evaluate, well, where do we still need to go? And so the celebration brings about the conversation. So if it's not being celebrated, then a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, it's also not being having a conversation about, which we celebrate lots of pagan holidays that we celebrate in this country, that we fund in this country, that we, you know, dedicate payroll hours and all of that in this country. And so it's like Juneteenth is a fundamental, like foundational part of this country, the liberation of this country. And it's like, there's so many people who have no knowledge or conversation about it. But they know about Halloween. They know about these holidays that did not have a historical stance in this country. So I think that the celebrating it is very important in order to keep the stories moving forward so we can make the advancements that we need to make.
Last year, finally, Juneteenth becomes a federal holiday. And I'm curious, what are your expectations for businesses, for organizations in our community? What more can they do with the holiday then?
Yeah, so I think that with it being a federal holiday, I think that we'll be able to allocate more funds towards the fundamental of what Juneteenth is about: freedom, emancipation in African-American enslaved people. So then it's like, how can we continue to make the amends? How can we continue to move that forward so that our people really do get to embody that feeling of freedom and get to feel welcomed in this country? Because being a free person in this country is not the same thing as being a welcomed person in this country, right? So we still got work to do there. But in terms of having the finances dedicated towards giving people the day off and time off to observe and recognize so that they can spend time with their family, I don't know about everybody else, but regardless of whether or not Martin Luther King Day, Juneteenth was a paid day off for me, I have taken that day off, whether it was paid or unpaid, because I'm like, I'm going to observe and I'm going to celebrate. And so I just love the fact that people now don't have to make that decision whether or not they get to be off. No, they get to be off. I think it's great.
Yeah, and I think what you said there is so important. It's, again, another way to get the holiday out there, awareness building, and then everything that can sort of build off of that. What will you be doing, Kina?
Technically, Juneteenth this year is on Sunday because it's June 19th every year. So it kind of ends up being like that third Saturday of the month. So for Juneteenth, I'll be at Penn Park. I'll be there. I'll be at the Foundation for Black Women's Wellness in their tent doing some wellness introductions, introducing people, me and my mom, the first Black mother-daughter duo in this city who are both exercise instructors. Me and my mom are going to be leading a couple classes. And then I'll also be in the wellness tent doing a 1-hour dance exercise session. Today, Friday, I usually teach yoga for the Dream Bank, American Family Insurance Dream Bank. They, this is the second year in a row that they have, taken Juneteenth off, of course. And so I don't have to teach a yoga class today, but y'all can still catch my classes on YouTube. And then I'll be celebrating. I'm going to be wearing my Juneteenth apparel, gathering and fellowshipping with my community. And enjoying the date so that we can observe. I know that there's lots of other celebrations for other things happening this month. And I just encourage everybody, regardless of what it is that you guys are celebrating, I celebrate Pride Month every month, but I celebrate Juneteenth on Juneteenth. That's
Kina Atkinson giving us some perspective here on the show. Just Google it. Look it up if you don't know. If you were like me a few years ago and didn't even realize the significance of what it meant. Maybe you just heard the word, or maybe you haven't even heard about it. We've got to get the word out, and Kina's helping us with that. There are celebrations all around this weekend. Celebrate Juneteenth. We'll be back in a minute. And we're back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios here on University Avenue at Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, WTTN 1580 AM. Also, maybe you're catching the stream at devilradio927.com or perhaps checking it out on Facebook or the Devil Radio app. Again, the greatest app ever. It's been self-proclaimed. You've heard it a bunch. Download the app if you don't have it yet. It's a great way to keep up with all the wonderful programs on this station. There are a bunch of them. Oh, man, and just love the group here and Crudy the opportunity from him to allow Dane by local businesses like Live Well Video, local leaders like Kina Atkinson and her Rougie Wellness business, part of Dane by Local, but also giving her perspective on Juneteenth. We appreciate that. We had an opportunity as well this week to catch up with an old friend, Britt Peckham, at Swave Engage. Now, Swave Engage is a really interesting business. And luckily for me, I had a chance to talk with Britt about her business and catch up with her. So let's learn about Britt and Swave Engage. Now we get a chance to welcome Britt Peckham to the show once again. Glad to catch up with her. Britt with Swave Engage. Britt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Jason?
I'm excellent. So glad to be doing the show here once again for Dane by Local and talk to members about their services, about what they bring to our community, but also, like in your case, provide services to other businesses to help them elevate, right? So tell us a little bit about Swave Engage and how it's been going.
Absolutely. I think I'd like to like hop back to the beginning of everything and the fact that I wanted to own my own business for a really long time, come from a family of a lot of different entrepreneurs. And I had organizations that I had worked with in the past for the different endeavors I had prior reach out to me because they knew I had marketing experience. And through that, I had learned there's a big need for marketing services. I decided to first start with nonprofits because that was a unique space and I understood it pretty well from my past experiences. We started with website design, videos, social media, email marketing. I've been able to learn a lot about our target audience and who we want to serve and what services we want to offer. And that's where we're at today. We've solidified our processes. We've communicated with the right people and identified where we're going to show up. And now we're serving nonprofits and small businesses in the Midwest, and we're loving it. So that's where we're at now, and excited to continue to learn, because that's what entrepreneurship is all about.
So the website is swaveengage.com. Now, Britt, you started this out a while ago, kind of with, you know, a specific focus, and then it's kind of evolved over time. Tell us how the business has evolved and how you've really narrowed in to serve your customers and clients best.
We found that we love social media, and that's what we're going to focus on. And nonprofits and small businesses are both a little bit different in the way that we approach things. A lot of times nonprofits will come to us for an event or a fundraiser, and then from there they'll decide to work with us on a monthly basis, because we encourage them to be developing those relationships throughout the year. We encourage as much posting as possible with the resources that you have. So when it comes time to ask or get participation, it makes it really easy. And then for local businesses, it's monthly social media posting, anywhere from 2 posts a week to 7 posts a week. And our approach is a hybrid approach, because these social media platforms are businesses, believe it or not, and they, specifically the more mature ones, are asking for more money to have your post reach more people. And we do this through boosting. We don't do as advanced ad management, but our posts reach more people through just small dollar amounts that are put towards these posts. And we're getting the results that we want to see, and we're exceeding goals. And it's a really fun feeling. It's a really fun thing to do.
So we talked to a lot of small business owners on the program, and of course, you know, the network of Dane by Local, and there's so many small businesses around the state too. But I think that's, you know, one, for them, it's time is hard to find sometimes to manage that. Number two, if, you know, like you said, if you're putting things out, you want people to see it. So I think it's important to have somebody who knows how to make that happen, as opposed to you just randomly kind of like, oh, well, I'm just going to boost this one and not this one. You know, like I think some guidance there is really, really helpful on multiple fronts for business owners. So I think that's wonderful that that's where you're focusing.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I do come across business owners who have tried social media and it hasn't worked for them. And it bums me out, because there are certain parameters that you should follow in order for the algorithm to pick up your post and to show it to more people and to get those conversions. And a lot of times when that happens, I just sit down with the client and we go through what they've posted, and I give constructive feedback to show them how they could be doing it differently to get those results. And I don't want people to feel discouraged. I want them to see social media as a powerful tool, and with the right guidance and expertise, that it really can do the magic. It's magical.
One thing I enjoy about, you know, currently our setup for the access to putting out information with social media and others, is that it really is, can be a reflection of you. You as the business are in complete control about what you put out in that format. And so I think that's really kind of a lot different than, you know, previous years long ago. This might be preceding you. I'm dating myself here, Britt. but you know, back when you would try to do something and then someone else would interpret it, some media format would interpret it, and then they would put out a piece related to that. And sometimes it was their interpretation, and that might not be the exact message you wanted, but for now, social media, we have control of the messages we put out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that I love about social media, is it's all about storytelling and the story that you want to tell. And sometimes where organizations get caught up is, what are the pieces of content? What are the assets that I need to tell my story in an effective way? And that's where Swave Engage comes in. But it really, you have all the control. And what I try to encourage is, figure out how to put out content to build fans, to attract fans rather than followers, get people to rave about your brand, get people to love your brand and want to know what's up with your organization and want that they want to continue to follow your story. And that's something that we can accomplish through social media. And it's, yeah, it's really cool to watch these organizations grow into who they are through storytelling.
We're talking with Britt Peckham, owner, founder of Swave Engage. Again, the website is swaveengage.com. Britt, if people have heard all these things from you today and they're interested in working with you, what's some of the best ways to contact you and get started?
Yeah, I would say just an email would be great. And you can go to swaveengage.com. That's S-W-A-V-E-E-N-G-A-G-E. And you can fill out the form there, or you can reach out to me directly. Find me on LinkedIn, B-R-I-T-T-P-E-C-K-H-A-M. And then it's at swaveengage.com for my email address.
And we will share and link you in the socials too for this post. As people, you know, want to hit the Devil Radio app or our links on social media presence as well for the radio station, they can also find Swave Engage and Britt Peckham over at Swave Engage. Britt, thanks so much for telling us about a little bit about what you do. I know there's more, and I know there's more coming for you as well.
Oh, but, yeah.
You've been such a wonderful person to find through Dame by Local, and one of the reasons I love the group as well. We get a chance to collaborate, connect, and elevate everybody. So really happy to be involved with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jason.
So again, you can find out more about Britt and Swave Engage at Swave, S-W-A-V-E, engage.com. Heading back to Juneteenth, again, a couple of things I mentioned to you to be searching for that. Look, there's a bunch of celebrations going on. There's also, remember, our guest Pio from Delta Beer Lab just a few weeks ago talked about they are selling a black IPA, Black is Beautiful, a black IPA right now that is... proceeds from that, 100% of the proceeds from that are going to support Urban Triage and their program to bring sustainable food to underserved communities here. So again, you can head over to the lab, Delta Beer Lab, and support that. You can find those four packs of Black is Beautiful at different retailers around the area. And another event today, speaking of Delta Beer Lab, our friends over there, is they are involved. They're hosting a Madison Makers Fitchburg Mini Market today at Delta Beer Lab, 3 to 8 p.m., where you can not only enjoy Delta Beer Lab's beer, but you can also have a food and other things right there at 167 East Badger Road, right at Delta Beer Lab, and support local food trucks, vendors, and, of course, the wonderful people over at Delta Beer Lab. So, Madison Makers Market over at the lab today. We will hit to a break, and we come back, finish up with Tiffany Malone. All right, you knew it was about time for Stevie here. So we get to wrap up today's program by checking back in with a guest we had on a little earlier this year, Tiffany Malone over at Alvarado Real Estate Group, but also Own It Building Black Wealth, who has been active and busy on both those fronts. Tiffany, thanks for taking time to tell us and give us some updates today.
Sure. Thanks for having me. So I think the last time I was on was approximately, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. We were piloting Own It Building Black Wealth as partner with One City Schools, and we were basically just getting started, although it's been in the mix for about 2 years now. But anyhow, just to give a little background on it, it's a down payment assistance or gifted funds in the private sector for One City parents and staff. So we give them a $15,000 grant once they go through an education portion and a home ownership portion of, you know, educating them on homes, as well as the historical context behind how we got through this real estate hurdle with Black and brown people owning less than the average white person. So the last time I was on, I don't think we had anybody that completed the program as of yet, but now we have five people that have closed on homes this year. So we had the fifth person this week. We are super excited We have two other participants that are actively searching for homes. And then we have started our second course for our participants as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, let's backtrack a little bit and just give people a little bit more of an idea of what this program is. And well, let's start with the issue, Tiffany. Let's examine that a little bit more because maybe not everybody's aware of it. There's a big gap. Generational wealth is oftentimes built up through real estate, right? And so this is a really important step to be able to get more people to be homeowners.
Correct. So we, in Dane County or Madison, there is about 60% more homeowners than the average Black or brown family. That's problematic. And the reason it's like that is because the systems that were put in place for Black and brown people to not be able to own homes. So like there's redlining, there's blockbusting. We couldn't get loans until the late 1900s. Like all of this stuff played a role into home ownership with Black and brown people. And that's why we're so far behind. So Sarah Alvarado and I created this pilot program called Own It, Building Black Wealth, because we wanted to own the systems that are put that have been put in place and that are broken, and we wanted to help fix that and lift up the average Black or brown family in regards to home ownership and owning, and educating them on how they can attain home ownership. So Own It, Building Black Wealth is basically a private sector initiative designed and led by Madison area professionals, myself, a group of realtors, lenders, financial consultants, just average people that really care about changing the narrative. And also those that are in financial industries, because that plays a role as well. And we are acknowledging that we need to change these systems and be a part of the solution and not the problem. So through our collective mission is to empower, educate, and guide Black and brown families towards home ownership, wealth, and financial freedom.
I would call none of you average, by the way, just so you know, Tiffany. I think what you all are doing is amazing. You can find out a whole bunch more at the website. It's ownitbbw.com. One of the things I love there is education, right? Knowledge is power. A lot of times people are growing up in this society, or maybe their parents didn't own a home, right? So they don't know even the first step. So education, showing them what's available, what can be available with some assistance, is the first step. And I think that you guys are doing a fantastic job of that. Talk about how important the education piece is.
The education is super important because the average family learn about wealth like sitting at a kitchen table, or their aunts or uncles telling them, hey, you got to have good credit. When you're this age, you should buy a house. You should pay for this. You should get a credit card. But people like myself that didn't grow up with that, like I knew nothing about credit. My mom didn't own a home. I had a single family or a single mother that raised my sisters and I, and she didn't own a home. She worked an unskilled job her whole life. Nobody ever taught her about credit cards or anything like that. So if you don't know stuff, you're not going to do it. So our mission is to get participants in this class and say, hey, you need good credit, you need this credit score, you need this amount of money to buy a house, but we're going to help you with this $15,000 grant that's forgivable at closing, but we want to teach you these skills in order to get you to where you need to be. And I think that's important to advocate for all these individuals that are in this class, because you don't know what you don't know. So if we can say, hey, don't be ashamed, your credit score is not this, but we're going to teach you how to get there, or we're going to connect you with a lender to show you how to get there. And that's like advocating and just being one-on-one with participants, I think, is super important. And we want to get that message out there and help and uplift these families and individuals so they can, you know, so Madison can look more like a melting pot, right?
I love that. I love the work. And a really important point you just put out there is sometimes you get, maybe you're not in the place you want to be credit wise, or you made some mistakes or whatever. And there's some guilt in that sometimes. Sometimes there's some embarrassment, whatever, even though you want to get to a new place. So you need a little help. And I love the resources that you are putting out there with Own It, Building Black Wealth. Again, the website, ownitbbw.com. Tiffany and so many others, they're working on that. Tiffany, also work at Alvarado Real Estate on the side. No, I'm just kidding. Right. That's your main gig, but you're just so synonymous. Now these two things came together And I love that Sarah and the team at Alvarado was like right involved in this too. It just meshes up well and makes sense. And how does it feel to you to be working for a real estate company like that, that also is piloting something so impactful like this?
It makes me feel good. Not only for myself, but for my kids and people that I surround myself with, because this is an important aspect or part of my life, right? So I want people to look like me and be proud that they have a home, and to normalize Black home ownership, because that's not normalized, because most homeowners are white. But it makes me feel proud, and I feel like I'm a part of a family over at the Alvarado Group, because they really set their brokerage aside from the average broker, and they put their money where their mouth is, and they're very loud and outspoken about the changes that need to occur here in our own backyard. So I'm really proud about that, and I feel at home, so I'm blessed.
You can find out more about the Alvarado Group at thealvaradogroup.com, right on online. Tiffany, I want to go back to the first thing you mentioned today, which was five families, five new homeowners because of this initiative, Own It, Building Black Wealth, that you have all started. What kind of stories, what are the feelings from these five new homeowners that you guys all helped?
The feelings are that these are average working individuals that without this $15,000 grant, their home buying journey would have been put on hold, because, you know, some people have student loans, or some people, they just don't have the cash flow right now in this crazy market, right? So some of the stories that I hear, you know, it's like, it makes you tear up, because we have a family. It's like, I was denied twice, and I didn't think I'd be approved the third time. And I went through this program. I got the education that I needed. You connected me with all the resources that helped me be able to get approved for a home. And then now I have a home for me and my three kids, or me and my four kids. So that's like awesome. And so part of One City's mission is it's like family oriented. There's not one family that's left behind, right? So it really does feel like a family when these participants and one teacher have, like, they buy their houses, and it's like, we're still like uplifting you. We all show up at the closing. If you have a question in regards to a home warranty, like we're on the phone with you. We don't just abandon you once you buy your house. We walk with you through your whole journey. So these stories are amazing. These families are super happy. If you go on our website, you could tap in and read some more information, but it feels good. But there's like no other feeling like it. It's the best free work I've ever done in my life.
It's man, it sounds fantastic, and life-changing experiences that you're helping happen and make available to people. So hearing about that right now and understanding this all takes money too, so people can support, right? Tell them how they can support the effort.
So you can support by basically going to our website, ownitbbw.com, and basically giving us some money. Like, we need money to sustain this organization. It's a pilot program, but these are all private funds. If the funds aren't private, the funds would be restrictive if they were federal, right? So we have to have these funds be private. And if you go to our website, you can go donate directly. We've had neighborhood associations get together in a group setting and donate. We've had families get together and donate. I've had a couple of my clients donate after I've sold their houses. So like it takes a community to make this change. And if you know anything from a social justice impact world, it takes a long time, and it takes many people. So you can donate. If you want to volunteer, we are open to that as well. So shoot us an email. That's great. But we want to keep this going and normalize this program and have it be successful as it's been within the past year.
Amazing work right here in our community by Tiffany and the team at Alvarado Real Estate and so many other leaders. Ownitbbw.com. Tiffany, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend and Juneteenth as well, okay?
Thank you for having me.
That's the big show. Outside the Pizza Box, up next. Keep